We still have a few minutes left before we go to the general manager's report, so I'll go ahead and make a ruling and see if we might be able to dispose of another matter of business before we continue with the rest of the agenda. So we're back on the KPFK budget and the depreciation issue. Under Robert's Rules of Order, this would be considered a subsidiary motion to the main motion pending on the floor, which was approval of the KPFK budget. However, because it encompasses the totality of budget preparation, it also encompasses two budgets previously voted upon, the PRA budget and the KPFT budget, thereby making it essentially a mixed motion, which would require amendment of previously adopted motions. As such, it cannot be voted upon before the K budget. The issues presented in it can be presented as amendments to the K budget, but you would have to do each budget in turn. Or conversely, we can take it up when the K budget is not pending on the floor because it involves, again, two budgets previously approved. So you can either address it as an amendment to this budget, since that's the main motion on the floor, and we address the K budget, and it can come back as a main motion in its totality. So you can either amend this budget so we can vote on it and amend each subsequent budget, or amend this budget and bring it back as a motion unto itself addressing all budgets. But in its totality, in its present form, addressing all budgets in the middle of the K budget, it would be inappropriate. So I can give you the option to amend the K budget if you want to address it to this particular budget on the floor, or you can give notice that you're bringing this motion afterwards, and you can address a motion that affects all of the budgets, just not while one is pending on the floor. So, well, let me let Nia speak because she was the maker of that motion. So, I mean, it can be brought, and there's no problem with bringing it to address all budgets, but just not while the one budget is pending.
I'm thinking that
please use the mic.
Thank you, Nia.
To make it easier, I'll do the latter. I'll do it as amendment to all of the budgets, whether they're approved or not. So I'll do it at the end rather than doing it at...
Okay. We'll do it as a main motion separately.
Right.
At the end of the budgets. Okay.
Right.
And then we'll come back to that so that it's not forgotten. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Nia. I appreciate that, and I think that'll be effective for usage of time as well. So that brings the K budget back for consideration. It's on the floor. With that understanding, we'll revisit this topic. Are there any other objections to the K budget? And if not, perhaps we could approve it.
I just have a point of information.
Yes, please.
Kimberly and I were doing
please
this.
Use the mic. Can't hear.
Okay. Sorry about that. Can
Thank
you hear me now, Ken?
Yes.
Okay.
And the
Ken.
Stream, too. Thank you.
Ken's the stream. Scream? Oh, stream. No, sorry. In terms of answering for KPFK, I know Lydia said that she wanted to take this motion back to her LSB, but I'd like for the CFO to answer the question about the depreciation. I can't remember the dollar amounts, Campbell, going from 40 to...
For KPFK.
Yeah.
Just the increase of the numbers,
yeah,
what accounts that?
To 60 to 80.
Yes, what's occurred here is that the...
Just say what it is. Just the amount. I want an answer. How
sure. $45,486 for FY 2010 audited. FY 2011, it's now... $85,032, an increase approximately $40,000, which would suggest property acquired of $400,000, and budgeted FY 2012 is $108,000.
Yeah, what equipment was purchased? What happened?
What happened?
LaVarne, do you have any of that particularity of the depreciation issues? 2K, because I mean, I know some of it from talking to our manager, but...
And for all who are listening on the stream, WPFW is in a fund drive.
And number, send that money.
And the number to call is 02-588-9739. We really thank you for your support. The question that I believe you had was, I'll have to find a depreciation schedule, so then I can try to attempt to answer your question, Campbell.
Thank you.
Thank you're quite welcome.
I'm sorry. Was someone else wish to be? Does someone wish to be recognized? Okay.
Oh,
Campbell again.
Yes. One thing, Madam Chair, and
yes.
This I think may be of consideration. in terms of the use of depreciation in these various budgets, WBAI shows no depreciation that I've been able to discern for FY 2012, and there's no entry for FY 2011 or FY 2010 or FY 2009. For WPFW, we have a dash for FY 2012, a dash for FY 2011, and no entry for the prior 2 years. This is why it would be of significance in terms of dealing with the KPFA budget, where there was no entry for 2009, 2010, FY 2011, but for FY 2012, it's $113,508. KPFK has three years identified with budget deductions. This is not a consistent
Campbell, and your points are well taken. I think
we can deal with those too.
I believe if depreciation schedules are sent out earlier today, obviously they need to be reviewed because I haven't looked at them. And this is clearly an issue if we have one type of thing in one budget and a different in another. But I think we need to deal with the K budget, and then we can move to the others. You're in the queue first, Ken, and then Bruce, and then Tracy. And then
I'm in the queue.
You're next, honey.
Okay, thank you. I'm trying to be as respectful and non-disruptive as possible, but I believe at some point in time, my request to call the question should be observed. I think, you know, we've entertained people wanting to talk about other topics.
Would you like to call it now?
I called it already. I would like my previous calling of the question to be recognized, and if there's no objection to closing debate, I would like to vote on approving the KPFK budget.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I have a point of privilege, a point of order. I think that as directors, if I ask a question as to why there is this variance, that I should get an answer. How do we as directors responsibly vote on budgets that we have no explanation as to what happened here? Are we going to call the question and not get an answer? I mean, it's not personal. It's not. We have to exercise sound judgment. If people have the answers, then they should give the answers.
If I may, it is the goal of parliamentary procedure to allow open discourse between members to have their answers fully answered. Calling the question is always in order. However, members are entitled to have a full explanation of substantive items before voting upon them. Well, here's the issue. That's why I made the ruling I did, because it involved multiple budgets. We clearly have depreciation issues on all of the budgets, but if we take time on each budget individually over this one issue, which is clearly an issue, we are not going to get through voting on the budget. So I think I've dealt with that in terms of it is reasonable to have a separate motion dealing with that afterwards. It functions as a main motion addressing all of the budgets. You've called the question.
This is a point of order. If we're going to choose to not observe certain parts of Robert's rules and take other motions, comments, et cetera, when a question's been called, then who's going to decide what parts of Robert's rules we will follow? Calling the question, I believe, is a higher priority than further discussion or other
issues. I'm just
trying
to answer Nia's question.
I understand, but it's a postponement of calling the question. And it's not like, I want my motion...
I understand.
Respected. I'm trying to say we should all follow the
There's a balancing rules. Act like there is in many aspects of the law between adhering strictly to the rules in the book and the spirit that the rules are intended to facilitate, which is also a clear understanding. I'm not disregarding your calling the question. I'm giving an explanation.
Well, I understand, but there's nobody from KPFK that's concerned about the budget that's been approved by the LSB and
that.
The NFC. It's the KPFK budget.
I know
so,
that.
I mean, we're getting all of this unrequested advocacy.
Yes, and I feel that I dealt with that by saying we will address the depreciation issue in a main motion separately from the budgets, because each one of these budgets has a different depreciation issue. So the question has been called.
I can answer Nia's point of information.
A point of information?
Here
you go.
I don't have any rights.
Okay.
She's right.
She's right. You know, we need to answer questions, but I'm looking at the consolidated 3-year monthly profit and loss income statement that LaVarne sent us actually several weeks ago. Everybody's had plenty of time to look at it. And I remember looking at the individual depreciation statements also. It's in there in every – depreciation is listed in every unit for each year listed in there for the last 3 years. Now, if it didn't get included in the budget, I don't know why – But at least the auditor added it back in, if it wasn't already in there, in the income statement for the year.
Thank you. Okay, the question's been called on, Kay, and obviously if people...
Can I say one more thing? In answer to Bill, what we're voting on is what is presented to us,
yes.
Not what was sent 3 weeks ago. And if I have a question on it, I think I deserve an answer from the CFO. I asked a
point
simple
of
question.
Of course, Laverne.
First, I'd like to thank Bill for answering the question. So it's the same answer from me as it is from Bill, since it comes from the same report. And on the detail report, which I was looking for online, I'm sitting here with a computer and a notebook, so I don't have like 50 screens with every report on the screen, so I have to find it. So on the detail report for the depreciation for KPFK, it shows that the depreciation was $108,000 for the year for KPFK. So what they've put in the budget is the same amount. In case there were any increases or purchases for KPFK, or then the depreciated value, the net book value decreased for that year, which would bring the depreciation down. So until we do the schedule that the audit, in fact, one of our auditors has actually asked us, quite curious, to start doing those schedules to determine the actual value of the assets at this time for each one of the stations. That's what it is. So hopefully the answer, the question was, is there a depreciation for KPFK? Yes. The detailed schedule shows $108,000. It's there on the detailed schedule. And the budget, I believe you have the same amount. So it's there. And
thank
as
you.
Bill said, he looked at the 3 years of audited report for KPFK and for the other stations that was sent out many weeks ago. That's where the information is. It's on there. So if you read the schedule, it's there.
No, I will handle this. Thank you. We really
point
can't.
Point of personal answer. Privilege, I have to use facilities.
Always in order, Mike.
That is a point. That was not my question.
Okay. If I may point out, please, order, everyone. The KPFK budget does have depreciation. The budgets that do not have any depreciation, of course, actually concern me more. What is the question precisely, Ania? Because it's a point of information that's in order, even when the question is.
Why does it jump from 45 to 85 to 108?
I don't see the report you're referring to.
Okay.
What report
Why?
Is this?
I think she already answered that, actually. I don't believe she has that information.
KPFK budget?
Yes, the K budget. Why it jumped from one amount? She said she didn't have that right now. The depreciation schedule. It's on. Tracy, is this something that answers a point of order? Because I had Bruce on the stack before Ken called the question, and I'd like to. The question has been called. Is this? And then I'll be back on the hook for not having adhered to that calling of the question. Is this filling in the point of information?
I think so.
Okay, because really, no more debate. If it's. Yeah, no, I know. I'm trying to be admonishing here. Go ahead, Tracy, if it answers the question.
Bill and Nia are talking about two different things.
Absolutely.
What Nia and Campbell are identifying, as I understand it, is amounts that were or were not in previous budgets going back for several years. And yes, depreciation is now in all budgets and standardized because it was not in previous years. And we talked about some of the financial consequences that the organization went through as a result of that. I don't think anyone is defending that 3 years ago all the station budgets had depreciation properly entered. Obviously, they didn't. That's why we're having this conversation. In terms of what Bill is saying, he's going back to 3 years comparative financial statements and saying, well, this is what we ended up with at the end of a year as a result because an auditor comes in and takes a look at our crap. He doesn't care what we put in our budget. I mean, that's not the point. That's not what the auditor's looking at. The auditor is looking at money came in, money went out, kind of adjustments. Depreciation is an adjustment. And saying this is the bottom line that we ended up with. This is what actually happened. I mean, budgets say all kinds of things. Just to go back to one example, I believe, I'm doing this out of my head, so if the numbers aren't correct, don't crucify me, but I think they're pretty close. I mean, KPFA projected $4.1 million in income in 2009. They only got 3.5. That's an error in the budget in that sense, but budgets are projections.
Okay, thank you.
And you write things down in budgets as a planning tool. And sometimes it pans out exactly that way, and sometimes it doesn't.
Okay, thank you, Tracy. Bruce, the question's been called. I'm loathe to allow anything further, but is it... Yeah, so well, since we the question has been called, but one member has asked for personal privilege, why don't you go ahead and take that moment, Bruce, and share your thoughts.
I just wanted to respond to answer Campbell's earlier question about the WPFW budget and depreciation. What Campbell's Director Johnson has done, he's put his finger right on the issue, which is, unfortunately, there were oversights in a couple of previous years, and the depreciation was not put on the budget. And as I understand it, this was caught by the auditor who forced Pacifica, rightly, I guess, to correct that as part of their year-end issue. What we're doing now is correcting that and making sure it doesn't happen again by making sure the depreciation appears correctly in the budgets. So, yes, so you have a couple of years there on our budget. In fact, even this year, we neglected to put it on because it was an oversight. If you'll remember, at the NFC meeting, our last one, it was corrected. So even though you don't see it there, there was about a $5,000 depreciation added to our budget, which we made an adjustment on our overall expenses, and that was expected. The general manager was there for that meeting and okayed it. But that's the issue, is that we were missing something before, and now we're correcting it. And that's why if you go back and say, well, it wasn't there before, that's the whole point that we're trying to fix.
Okay,
now.
No dialogue,
but it
please.
Be on the budget that's presented to the PFK.
I understand. So, and I would suggest, yeah, gentle people, in order to get through this weekend, every budget can have an amendment to it that references the fact that there will be a depreciation motion. There is nothing out of order to say that this budget is passed pending revision as per the depreciation. I'm just saying, you know, you can pass budgets and say there's going to be something fixed on it as well. So we need to vote because I don't know where Ken is, but I mean, I know where he is. But Nia, did you get your question answered or not? Not really. Those are always nice. Nia. Are you okay for voting, or did you not get a sufficient answer?
I am sufficiently exasperated.
A common emotion in this institution. I have other members leaving. Please come back soon. It's so difficult to take a vote. Okay, well, anyhow, I think we need to go ahead and go to a vote whether we have everyone sitting down or not, because we're running into the general manager's time for WPFW, and the question's been called, and I think we've exhausted the subject. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll? A yes vote will approve the KPFK budget. A no vote will not. Thank you.
Bruce,
get
some thing.
Here, you can put it here if it's convenient.
Bruce Wolf.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Dan Siegel?
Pass.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Marcel Reed? Excuse me. Laura Priebus?
Pass.
Kimberly Orendorf? Ifeo Wangaza, yes. Campbell stepped out. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
Pass.
Carolyn Burden is excused.
Ken is retired.
Wesley Bethune?
Abstain.
Nia Bediako?
No.
Rodrigo Argueta? Where is he? Jessica Apollinar?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Um,
I'll vote yes. This is Lydia.
Laura Priebus, how do you vote?
No.
Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Where is he? Oh, Campbell Johnson?
No.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What? I just wondered. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 yes. 2, 3. 3 no. One abstention.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. KPFK's budget is passed. I said KPFK. Yes, Los Angeles. KPFK's budget is passed. Thank you. All right, so we will have to resume budgetary considerations after the other things which are already scheduled because they involve the public. We have, we have people here to address us, including the manager of WPFW and perhaps the incoming and outgoing chairs of the LSB of PFW, I'm not sure. And then we also have an affiliates call-in. So, and WBAI, forgive me. So anyway, after we have properly attended to all the people that have come to address us, then we can resume the budget passage, I hope.
And WPFW, by the way, has a drive that's on right now, and we can be supported. The phone number is 202-588-9739.
WPFW.org. Yes. We're going to have to do this for our station. Hold board meetings during fun drive. All right. So, all right. Oh, there's an 800 number. Well, by all means, if you know it.
222-9739. 800-222-9739.
There you go. WPFW.org. Okay, thank you. So please support the station.